New restaurant at the Barlow, and they are in as our restaurant of the week. Jake Rand is the owner chef. Nice to meet you, man.
Thanks for having me on.
So, you're not Japanese.
I'm not.
No.
That's correct.
So
they can't see that at home, but...
why a sushi place, and is this your first restaurant?
To answer the first part of the question, so... When I was fresh out of high school, I apprenticed at a small sushi restaurant in Southwest Colorado. I was kind of
cool.
Moved from the East Coast and was doing the get out of town thing. And, you know, it was a good way to eat every night working in restaurants.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, not only could you get paid, you could also eat. And I thought that was a pretty cool thing as an 18 and 19 year old guy.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Like a lot of people do after being in Durango, which is a small town, I moved up to Denver and ended up continuing an apprenticeship for about 7 years with a really well-known international sushi restaurant. And it was just something that clicked. So it's something I stuck with, and I've done all kinds of things in the restaurant industry. I've been a consultant. I've been a chef. But this, to answer the second part of your question, is my first foray into owner-operator status. So I've partnered with other people and other projects,
cool.
But this is the first one kind of where I'm out there doing the day-to-day ownership thing as well. So,
not an easy gig.
It isn't. It's difficult,
a lot of
but
work.
You know, it's rewarding, and you know, I like to make decisions, so you know, it's nice, and I like to have, I like to have that ability. So I think it's been quite rewarding.
What does Kosho mean?
So Kosho is kind of a, you know, there's the, I don't, it's got sort of a double meaning in Japanese. So yuzu kosho, so we use sort of a cross-section of a yuzu fruit on our logo. So yuzu kosho is a condiment that's made with the dried skins of a yuzu fruit, and they sort of macerate them with chilies, and it makes this kind of really strong, pungent paste in just a small amount of yuzu kosho. And of course you could use any kind of citrus, you could use an orange, you could use a grapefruit, anything you want to make kosho, traditional yuzu. And that sort of is emblematic of our food, and also something we try to use as an ingredient, something that is very simple that gives you a nice little punch. So we try to think about that when we season our food. And then also the other meaning of the word kosho in ancient times in Japan, there was an emperor Kosho who was the first son to take on the throne from his father. So this is a restaurant that I opened together with my dad. So I thought it was kind of a cool. Sort of double meaning, interesting bit.
I like it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more than just sushi. Talk about that.
Well, so I've brought a couple things for us to look at. So, you know, people who love sushi come into the restaurant and get it right away. They say, wow, you've got really this fantastic selection of fish. You've got these really creative rolls. You've got all this stuff that you love. We really think you're, you know, one of the best. And what I think we also try to get across to our guests is that we spend a lot of time on our kitchen menu, too. We've got some interesting non-sushi options.
Yeah, you brought ribs, right?
Yeah, I brought spare ribs, and I also brought okonomiyaki, which is a Japanese pancake. And everywhere in Japan has their own regional version of okonomiyaki.
Hmm.
And it essentially means, loosely translated, everything but the kitchen sink. So it's something that's made with wheat flour, and it's this interesting little pancake. We top ours with sautéed wild mushrooms.
It's like puttanesca in Italian.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the same sort of idea. It sort of, it originates from taking the leftovers, right, and putting them together in a batter and frying it up. And it's hearty, and it's filling, and it's great this time of year. And people really like it. So I wanted you guys to try it.
Yeah, very cool. And we're going to try some sake.
We're going to try some sake, too. So
let's do that. Let's try some sake.
I brought two very, very different but cool sakes. And, you know, everybody has a different idea about what sake is or what sake can be. And a lot of people know it goes great with sushi, or, you know, they go to their local sushi restaurant, and they bring, you know, they get hot sake or they get chilled sake or room temperature sake. So I brought a couple different kinds. The first one we're going to try is Momokawa, which is comes from Oregon, and it's a biodynamic farm. It's also organic, and I know that's on a lot of people's minds right now. You know, making responsible choices about everything, whether it be the environment or wine or sake in this case. So, you know, this one is a Jumai Ginjo. So the grades of sake refer to how much they've been polished from the original grain of the rice before it's brewed.
Mike said I had to ask you about over-pouring.
Oh, yeah, so in the restaurant.
Yeah, what's the deal at the...
Yeah, so in the restaurant, we serve a lot of large format bottles of sake. So they come out of the large 1.8 bottles, and we serve it tableside, and we put the glass inside of a masu, which is a cedar box.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And sure. Then we pour it into the glass and let it overflow just enough that it spills over into the masu. And originally, masu is it's the cornerstone on a house. And at the end of constructing the house, they build it in a way that you could pull out the cornerstone and drink out of the cedar box and then replace it. And it
so it's cool to do that in public.
It's cool to do it in public. And it represents prosperity, and it represents just the idea of literally let your cup overflow.
Yeah,
you know, cool. let the cup run it over. So,
Oregon...
Oregon, sake. Jumai
that's,
Ginjo,
that's really good.
Momokawa. The cool thing about sakes is traditionally they put tasting notes on the back. So, you know, you can always find something. This one says medium-bodied, pair with seafood, clams, cured salmon, citrus, cheeses. So it's got a pretty broad range. I'll pass you some chopsticks.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And I cut it up into little bite-sized pieces. So if you want to give it a shot. So
Mike has been raving about your place, by the way.
Yeah, Mike came in, had a nice conversation, had some nice, you know, and that's what's nice. Sat at the bar, interact with the chefs, interact with the servers. There's a lot of different stuff going on, so it's a cool deal. The bar is a fun atmosphere for people that like trying different kinds of things.
I'm really bad with chopsticks.
I should have brought some forks too. You know, sometimes I make small oversights like that. Let's.
I think Mike has some plastic forks.
Does he?
The sake is great.
Yeah, it's really nice. And this one is like very, very accessible. It's not,
yeah, I would
it's
say
not
so.
Wildly expensive. It's not, it doesn't have anything going on that's unattractive about it. It's
right.
Creamy, it's luscious, it's got a good mouthfeel.
Nice finish, too.
And a nice finish.
Now, what is this?
I would agree with that. That's the Japanese pancake.
Oh, okay.
So it's called okonomiyaki. So it's already cut into some pieces. So I've got a napkin, too, if you want to pick up a little piece and eat it with your hands. Don't be shy.
Okay. I've got a weird thumb thing going on recently, and it makes it harder.
Nobody likes a weird thumb thing.
No. Hate the weird thumb thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
The only thing worse is a weird index finger thing.
Yeah, because we use that a lot more than we use the thumb, basically.
Well, we use them together a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of...
Which is chopsticks.
I mean, they're kind of a team, which is chopsticks, yeah.
Man, that's good.
It's different. You know, it's good, it's got a lot going on, but it's, you know, it's not unusual. It's not something that someone's going to taste and say, oh, you know, I don't know if I want it. It's just really delicious and satisfying.
And it does. Thank you. The white Italian guy needs a plastic fork to eat the. And it's got an interesting finish.
So
I mean,
it's got some things
spicy.
In there. It's got some things in there that you've probably never had before, and probably never. Would be able to guess that's in there. So it's a pancake, but there's no eggs. So we make the batter with Japanese mountain potato, which is a kind of a, you grate it and it becomes almost like a gelatin and it binds the batter. So it's got some different kind of interesting things going on. It's very savory, a little bit spicy. It's got togarashi, which is a Japanese seven spice, cabbage, green onions.
It comes out as a pancake.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it comes together, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You've cut it up.
Exactly.
For the weird Italian white guy.
Yeah.
That's delicious. Mike, did you try that?
Yeah.
I want you to try some of this other sake, too, because I think this is going to be so different.
You can talk me into that.
Than what you're used to. So this one also is a Jumai Ginjo, which in essentially less
than...
this
is from Japan.
This is from Japan. Cowboy Yamahai Sake. It's from the Niigata region, which is very famous for sake. So less than 3% of sakes can be designated as a Jumai Ginjo or Jumai Dai Ginjo. It means that a minimum of 50% of the rice has to be polished away before it's brewed. This one's a Yamahai, which means it's inoculated with a different strain of yeast, and that's what gives it sort of that little bit smoky, a little bit of cocoa on the palate. It's different, and that's what I really like about it.
We served this one at
room temperature, and I think it's going to go pretty swimmingly with these pork spare ribs.
Anything goes great with pork spare ribs.
Yeah, so these pork spare ribs we cook them for about 8 hours low and slow, and then we crisp them up and put a house-made hoisin barbecue sauce on them. So really tender. We serve it with a little bit of cabbage slaw. It's got a sesame dressing. If you can jump in and try some of that, it's quite good as well. I'm going to have a rib because I'm hungry.
Man, that's good. It is Sushi Kosho, and it's at the Barlow, where a short-lived pizza place was.
Yeah. And in fact, this is the second time we've opened this year.
Oh, because of the flood?
Because of the flood.
Yeah.
So we've been new twice. This is the second time we're new.
Right after that pizza guy opened, I went out across the street. Uh-huh. And it looked interesting, so I said, oh, you got to come on the show.
Okay. Oh, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, no. I thought, he's not going to be around very long. Well, damn it, I don't want customers.
Oh, that was good. I was on the fence, so I'm glad.
Yeah, don't mess with the drive. So you opened prior to the flood?
Yeah, so we opened the first time in October of 2018, a little over a year ago. And then we closed. There was a big flood at the end of February, and we closed for about 5 months, rebuilt the entire restaurant.
Wow.
We got a lot of support from the Barlow management and ownership, and they helped us get back on our feet, and we're able to rebuild the restaurant, which is pretty unusual and unique. I mean, if that happens to you at, you know, a small, you know, say you're just renting from someone,
yeah,
XYZ, and your place floods, they go,
act of God.
Yeah. But, you know, the Barlow is really, 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 really interested in having fantastic businesses and having a dynamic community of what they call makers and, you know, people who come to work every day and make the products that they're selling, and they really stand behind that. So I think that because the ownership really has that desire, they really stepped up and helped us get back open. And I mean, I think the new, it's a pretty nice looking restaurant. I mean, I think they did it. Yeah, so
The hours are interesting. You're open for lunch 7 days a week.
7 days a week from 11:30 to 2:30. Yep.
Dinner Wednesday through Monday.
Yes, we close on Tuesday evenings. That's my time with the twins, Clark and
twins.
Caroline. They're listening at home right now with my wife Danielle. So,
hi family.
Yeah,
this is good stuff.
I've got.
How old are they?
They are, I think, 17 months now, so a year and a half, give or take.
Wow.
But they're growing up quickly.
Well, I told you my son just turned 30, so. And it's hard for
30
me
years.
To believe. Yeah. Yeah, not 30 months.
We're not even to 30 months yet.
Well, this is great stuff.
Which sake did you prefer? Out of curiosity.
I think the first one.
Yeah. I think the first one is more...
I guess.
The second one's a little weird.
It is.
And I like it for that reason, but I also think
good,
it's a great pairing for meat.
Yeah, it's working well with the ribs.
Get people out of their comfort zone a little bit.
You know,
and it's got a fun label. It says cowboy and there's a cow on it. I like that. I'm a pretty simple guy.
And it's from Japan.
And it's from Japan. No. It's from Niigata.
Wow. There's no better radio in the world than a guy just sitting here eating and drinking.
It's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, I know. There's probably only one listener in it left.
Yeah, and, well, three at least. You got my wife and my two kids.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I always say my mother always told me when I not to eat food on the radio.
Oh, well, you showed her.
Yes, that, we eat food all the time.
Was she in the radio business too, or she
no,
just?
I just made that up. So, besides ribs and stuff, I mean, well, what other non-sushi items?
Well, we've got a Wagyu short rib, which sort of eats like a steak. It's something that we're really proud of. We think it's really exceptional, and we cook it sous vide for 36 hours, and then we've got this really great custom Binchotan grill. So Binchotan is Japanese charcoal, and we had this custom-made grill installed. It's not only Binchotan, it's also infrared, so it's about an 800-degree grill. So we cook this meat, you know, really low and slow, and we do everything gets cooked on this grill. So we've got chicken, we've got pork belly with homemade kimchi, we've got a Wagyu short rib, all these great items come off the grill. Eggplant for the non-meat eaters, trumpet mushrooms.
I love eggplant.
People go crazy for this eggplant. It's the most, and it's the most simple dish. It's Japanese eggplant. We serve it with a mushroom puree, some crushed walnuts, and just grill it. And everything just tastes so good off this grill that people just go nuts for it. And it's so nice to serve something that's just so straightforward and just really highlighting something seasonal and something fantastic like an eggplant.
How many people do you have in the kitchen? I mean, there's a lot of work being done there.
Typically, we have two people making sushi and two people working on the kitchen food. So on any given night, 3 to 4 people plus some hands in the back who do the less glamorous work, but also important job of washing dishes.
Hell yeah.
They're really the glue that holds us together. So
Mike wants me to ask about the desserts. He wrote that the green tea matcha cake was the best thing he's eaten this year.
The green tea matcha cake.
And he's eaten a lot this
year,
trust me.
I mean, you guys can't see it, but he's huge.
Can I get a little more Portland or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the matcha cake.
Go ahead and spill it over.
So it's a Basque style cake. So it comes to us from our friends in the Basque country. And the way they make cake is by putting equal parts sugar and butter together with a little bit of flour, vanilla bean. And then we take it a step further and add a little bit of matcha, which gives it a nice kind of ethereal. A matcha is a green tea powder, essentially.
Yeah, okay.
So it gives it a nice earthy undertones. And then we bake it, so it's sort of like, it's kind of like a muffin cake hybrid. We serve it warm. And then we put homemade black sesame ice cream on top.
That sounds like Mike for sure.
And black sesame ice cream, for someone that hasn't had it, when it's made correctly, kind of tastes like peanut butter. So if you like that, like peanut butter style ice cream, which I love peanut butter, and it almost gives you a simultaneous peanut butter and chocolate type deal. So,
wow,
it's a really delicious dessert.
They're open for lunch 7 days a week at the Barlow. Dinner Wednesday through Monday. It's Sushi Kosho. And everything we've tried is brilliant, in my opinion.
Especially the sake, I think.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. As far as sake,
yes.
What do you prefer? I mean, I used to like the hot.
Yep.
And then now I don't.
Well, I think...
Because it burns my hand.
Well, I think the hot sake is, you know, what some people might call a gateway drug, you know, right? So it's just...
Yeah, it's a good place to start.
Someone says, hey, are you interested in this hot sake, you can drop it in a beer and do all these weird things with it and never taste it. But once you open up and start tasting chilled sakes, premium sakes, we have a sake sommelier that consults for us.
Nice.
And he actually goes to Japan and finds producers that he likes and convinces them to export. So a lot of the sakes we have right now are first releases. So it's really fantastic, the stuff that he's sourced. One we just brought in is called the King of Modern Light. And if you taste it, it's so eye-opening that sake can be so many different things. More than just sort of a hot thing that you take a shot of.
Yeah, I don't even do that anymore. I like room temperature. And sometimes
room temperature,
some of
chilled.
The stuff chilled. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's really fantastic. So, I love it. I love it. I mean, I even more so now as the owner of the restaurant, because I step in a lot more and do stuff like wine tasting and sake tasting. Even I have had my mind blown. I've been drinking sake for a long time. I've had my mind blown by some of the sakes he's brought in that just. I mean, we have a sparkling sake right now that's naturally sparkling because it's inoculated with a red yeast, and it's like pink in color, and it's just so beautiful. Like it looks beautiful, it tastes elegant, and it's like a champagne almost. And it's just so different than even these two sakes here. I think sake can be a lot more things than wine can be in some ways.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
So that's what I like about it.
You know, each one is usually different. And to have a sake sommelier is very important.
He was the national or maybe international beverage director for Morimoto Restaurants, and he just decided that sake was his passion. So he pursued this lifestyle of being a sake ambassador. And, you know, I see his life on Instagram, and it looks fun.
Yeah,
I mean, he goes all over the world.
I bet it's
drinking
fun.
Sake. So
I was at a place.
He's carved himself a good niche, and I'm honored that he's brought several producers to the restaurant.
That's
he's brought
cool.
All kinds of interesting people in.
Anyone that's serving sakes should have a sommelier. I was at a place not too long ago that, and the bartenders really knew what they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it was more like almost talking wine.
Yeah.
You know, well, this one's a little drier than this one.
Mm-hmm.
This one has, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa.
We try to really, one thing that we do that people seem to be receptive to is try to put tasting notes on our menu so that when people are reading through the list, they can really pick out things that speak
that's
to
good.
Them.
That's great.
So, you know, obviously the servers have their knowledge and that's great, but, you know, we've got 20 different kinds of sake, so you know you can kind of pick out those things that you like and things that you want. Some people really like Nigori sake, which is the kind of cloudy, sweeter, unfiltered one. We've got a couple ones of those. We've got some drier ones that are extra dry. This one is also a genshu, and genshu sake means it's undiluted, meaning that typically during the classic brewing process they add water back in as it's brewing.
Mm.
This one's genshu, meaning that it's undiluted by water, meaning the ABV is slightly higher, and you get a little slightly boozier flavor.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. We're running out of time here, and I don't want to. We're slaves to the clock and radio. What's the alcohol on these two that you brought?
I think this one is about. This one's 16.9, which is high.
Yeah,
that's the genshu,
right?
The Yamahai style. And then this one is 14.5. So that's about average. So
yeah.
Typical sake is probably about 14 to 15. But when you get into the genshu, so essentially during the brewing process, it hasn't been diluted at all. So this is just
gotcha.
Stronger,
yeah,
higher alcohol by volume, stronger flavor.
Did you send me a yes or a no? It's a no.
What's it now? It's a yes. Everything's a yes. Yeah.
And now it's a yes.
We could give away whatever you want.
All right.
Who are we giving? A shirt. We've got shirts. We've got
the first
hats.
500 people who call
who
get
spend
a free
$500
dinner.
Or more.
Let's do two gift certificates.
Sure.
Okay. That's our tradition on...
It is.
Theater of
Whatever you typically
Theater of the
do,
Month? Restaurant of the Week.
We could also be... Do you have a spot for Theater of the Month? I mean...
We do theater every Thursday.
We're kind of like a theater. It's like a dinner theater.
Oh, cool.
No, not really.
No. Not just... All right. You can act in the next play at Sushi Kosho.
My wife's not eligible for the giveaway.
Yes, ma'am. Don't call. what are your kids' names?
Clark and Caroline, but Caroline prefers Coco.
I like Coco.
Clark and
That's
Coco.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Clark and Coco. And your wife is?
Danielle.
All right. Well, hello, folks. Did they already load it up? Yeah. Every line is jammed. We've got two gift certificates for the Sushi Kosho in, well, we're late. Yeah. Mike and I read each other's minds now after 12 years.
That's cute.
Sushi Kosho, lunch 7 days a week, dinner Wednesday through Monday. It's at the Barlow. What's across the street from you guys that used to be like McPhail's wine tasting?
It's still McPhail, but more importantly, Crooked Goat. If you haven't been to Crooked Goat, the brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I have been there, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. McPhail is on their way out, but I've heard the rumor on the street is that something very exceptional might be replacing them.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Maybe it's our new studio.
Could be.
Have you been in this studio?
Yes. Am I on?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Yes, I have, and I am very impressed.
Isn't it cool?
It's beautiful.
What I always say is if I'd known that when you were number one in the afternoon, they'd give you a new studio, I would have tried a lot harder before.
Yeah, you guys moved light years from where you were.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was great.
All right. Jake Rand is owner, operator, chef at Sushi Kosho, our restaurant of the week in the Barlow. Check them out, folks. I can't wait to get out there. Definitely, my son's going to be in town for Christmas, and I'm taking most of the week off. So,
I think that everybody is. Sushi. I think that the Barlow is going to be a great place to be that week. So,
yeah, I agree. Jake, great to meet you, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll have you on again.
Sounds good.
Tiffany, always a pleasure, dear.
Nice to be seen by you.
Thank you. I am looking at you.
He is.
You're being seen by me. It's always a pleasure to see you. Okay. Why don't you leave that stuff?
Yeah.
We have the beer show coming up, I don't like beer that much.
You can drink sake.
Just don't tell anyone.
As long as you just say Sushi Kosho every 15 minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
Provided by Sushi Kosho.
Yes.
Yeah, I will be there very soon. As I said, Mike's been raving about it, so it's great to see you guys.
Mike's got good taste.
I'll see you soon. Well, he's worked with me for 12 years, well, so I don't know.
12 years? Right? You start when you were five? How old are you, Mike?
The first few years was some of his best prenatal work.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, and he does live here.
Exceptional.
He has a cot in the corner back there, right?
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Great stuff. SushiKosho.com.
Kosho Sushi. Isn't it? Yeah.
It is Kosho Sushi, but then on the thing it says Sushi Kosho.
Just Google it.
Kosho Sushi is the website, koshosushi.com.
Okay. KOSHO.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Barlow.
In the Barlow.
You will be seeing me soon.
I'll be there.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.